The FBI is also investigating an attack in Minnesota over the weekend as a potential act of terrorism. A young man went on a stabbing rampage Saturday at a mall in St. Cloud. The suspect, who was Somali-American, wounded 10 people before an off-duty police officer shot him dead. All of the victims are expected to recover. Matt Sepik of Minnesota Public Radio reports.
St. Cloud police say that Saturday night around 8:15, a man dressed as a security guard entered the Crossroads Center Mall, pulled out a knife, and began stabbing shoppers. Danny Carranza saw it happen. He'd been at an indoor play area with his two small children when chaos erupted. He scooped up his kids and ran. Carranza says at first he thought the man in the guard's uniform was trying to help shoppers.
But then as a gentleman approached, trying to get around him, And that's when I see him lift up his hand, and it appeared like he was stabbing him in the face or in the head area.
Carranza feared there might be other attackers, and he bolted outside. Just as the mall doors slammed behind him, he heard gunfire. Police say the person shooting was Jason Falconer, a part-time officer and firearms instructor in nearby Avon. They've yet to release security camera footage, but St. Cloud Mayor Dave Kleiss says it shows a response worthy of a police training video.
As the suspect was lunging at him with the knife, not only did he fire, the suspect went down, he came back up on three different occasions. He protected others from being injured and potentially loss of life. Clearly a hero.
While authorities aren't releasing the suspect's name, his father identified him as Dahir Ahmed Aden. According to public records, he was 20 years old. Of Somali heritage, Aden was born in Kenya and lived most of his life in the U.S. Investigators say as he attacked, Aden made a reference to Allah and asked at least one person whether they were Muslim. The Islamic State news agency claims Aden as a, quote, soldier, but the FBI says it's too early to tell whether he had any connection to or was inspired by ISIS. St. Cloud police say the stabbing appears to be the work of a lone attacker. While condemning the violence, Somali American leaders here fear this will stoke anti-Muslim sentiment. Jelani Hussein is with the Council on American Islamic Relations. He says groups opposed to his religion may try to exploit this attack.
We hope that they don't use this incident as a way to expedite their politics and their way of trying to further polarize the community here in St. Cloud.
At the Crossroads Center Mall this morning, there was little to indicate a mass stabbing had taken place so recently. Aside from the usual contingent of mall security and a few police cruisers, the security presence was not overwhelming. In the parking lot, one shopper said the attack is motivating him to get a handgun permit, but Julie Machi, who shops here regularly, says she refuses to let a single act of violence change her life.
I was going to come out here no matter what. I wasn't going to stop what I was doing because I think that fear can keep us trapped.
Like many here, Machi says, but for the presence of a talented and quick-thinking off-duty cop, the tragedy could have been far worse. For NPR News, I'm Matt Sepik in St. Cloud, Minnesota.